living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
No sense complaining.
Wally, haven't you found those applications yet?
Nope.
Well, what is that you got there?
Mail we haven't had time to open.
Well, all right, then just file it in the unopened mail cabinet.
You know, we ought to read some of this mail they're always sending us from Washington.
We get around to it one of these days. We get more mail from the Department of Agriculture than you can shake us. Oh, here they are right here. Newt Kiley and Ben Miller. Well, fellas, the committee has gone over your application and we are raising your allotment for this year. You are allowed to grow 10% more wheat than you did last year.
Cool. You see, we divided up...
Yeah, Wally, do you mind? I happen to be the chairman of this here committee. You see, we divided up the Haney wheat acreage amongst you fellas. Of course, Haney didn't put in for his allotment this year.
Oh, Haney got rid of his farm.
Finally gave up.
No. Some city feller named Douglas bought it.
The Haney place?
Maybe you ought to talk to Douglas before you raise our allotment.
Yeah, he's figuring on farming it.
The Haney place?
Lisa! Lisa!
Did the water turn off all right, dear?
Yeah, I didn't want it turned off.
Well, you said when you hollered, I should turn off the water.
No. I wasn't hollering for you to turn it off. I was hollering for you to pick up the soap for me.
Well, your soap holler sounds just like your turn off holler.
Would you come? Oh.
Get it right this time?
No.
That wasn't your water turn-off holler?
The telephone is ringing. Didn't you hear it?
No. You were hollering too loud.
Well, answer it.
All right, darling.
This is George Wilkins.
Hello, Mr. Wilkins. How are you?
Who is it?
Mr. Wilkins.
Who's that?
I don't know. Mr. Wilkins, who are you?
Well, who is this?
Mrs. Douglas on the pole.
On the pole?
That's where the phone is. The wire wasn't long enough to reach to the kitchen where we can go in to put it.
Oh, I see. Mrs. Douglas, would you do something for me? Would you put your husband on the pole? I mean on the pole.
Darling, he wants to talk to you.
Well, I can't come up there. I'm all wet.
My husband is all wet.
Well, tell him it's very important. I'm from the Conservation and Stabilization Committee.
He's with the Stabilization Committee.
No, ma'am. That's one word.
Oh? Well, what is the word?
Ma'am, would you tell your husband that I'd like to come over and see him this afternoon? Thank you.
Lisa!
The water is off, dear.
Oh, no. Can you come here? I want to show you these figures. Look at here.
It's very exciting. What does it mean?
This shows the profit that we're going to make on that 160 acres of wheat that I'm going to plant.
Why do you plant so much wheat?
Because wheat is used to make the greatest single commodity consumed by the average family.
Caviar.
Bread. Now, look at this. This is just rough, you know. We got 160 acres. We need approximately 6,000 pounds of seed. Now, 6,000 pounds of seed yields approximately 4,000 bushels of wheat. Now, the seed costs $270. We sell the wheat for $8,000. That's the cost of the seed. This leaves us a profit of $7,730. You know how much money that is?
1.5 mink coats.
That's one way to look at it, yeah. But, I mean, our first year on the farm, we make over $7,500. You know what my first year of law practice I made?
One small mink store you bought me.
That was mink-dyed muskrat.
You said it was real mink.
Well, I was, you know. Anyway, this proves what I've always said. You don't have to go through the rat race of the city to make a living. You can live off the land.
You said it was real mink.
Oh, Lisa, I was jitty.
Is this real?
Yes, that's real.
You sure it isn't mink-dyed rhinestone?
There isn't any such thing.
You looked for one?
Come on and get my breakfast, will you? I'm getting hungry. Into the kitchen, will you?
Darling, I can't cook breakfast. I have the washing machine plugged in, which is a 6. Now, if I plug in the coffee pot, which is a 2, it's going to blow up the generator, and that always makes you so mad.
Yes, I know. Why do you have the washer plugged in?
I'm washing. It's my first load.
Lisa, I'm proud of you. We've been here how long?
27 years.
6 weeks.
Is that all?
Well, for a girl who never raised her hand to do anything around the house, you've already learned to cook. Sort of. You've learned to make the bed. Sort of. Now you're doing your own wash. Oh, I can't tell you how proud I am. What's wrong with the washer? Did you overload it?
Well, I put in 2 sheets and 2 pillowcases.
Well, that shouldn't overload it. What did you put in there?
Well, I told you, just 2 sheets and 2 pillowcases.
And 2 pillows.
But they came in the pillowcases.
You don't wash pillows.
I'm stupid.
No, you're not stupid, but...
I'm smart?
No, you're not smart either. Well, yes, you are. Next time, ask somebody.
I'll sweep up.
Wait a second. Can you let me do it?
You blew the generator.
I know.
You see, the vacuum cleaner is a 4, and you already have a 6 plugged in, which is a 10, which is 3 more than 7, which you can't do. But you could pull out the 6, and you could plug in the toaster, and then I could cook breakfast.
Good!
Sold his house to anybody is more than I can understand, I swear.
You think Mr. Douglas is inside?
I don't know, but it sounds like somebody's watering around this side of the house.
He's got pretty legs.
Sure has. Mr. Douglas?
Hello.
No wonder he had pretty legs. He's a girl.
Pardon me, ma'am, but is Mr. Douglas here?
Excuse me, what did you say?
We'd like to see Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Oliver! I didn't want the water. Oliver! You see, when
whenever anybody's in here and you holler Oliver or Lisa, the water turns up. It all depends who is in and what the water is doing.
Oh.
It would be easier if I went and got him.
No, ma'am, don't come out of there.
Hey, will you make up your mind? Do you want the water on or off? You've got to let me know one way or the other. Yes, hiya, gentlemen. How do you do?
I'm Wally Jenkins, and this is George Wilkins.
We're with the Conservation and Stabilization Committee.
Darling, did you get all the goose feathers out of the washing machine?
Yes, I did.
Good. Nice to have met you, gentlemen.
Now, gentlemen, what can I do for you?
You've heard of our committee.
I'm afraid not.
Oh, well, then I guess I better explain it to you.
Wally, I'll do the explaining. I've got the seniority.
I've been on this committee just as long as you have.
Gentlemen, I've got a very busy day. I'm doing my planting today.
What are you planting?
Wally, please, will you remember I've got the seniority, and besides that, I'm the committee chairman? What are you planting?
Wheat. 160 acres of it.
You hear that, George? 160 acres.
And all of it wheat? I'm afraid you can't do that.
At first, what do you mean I can't do it?
I'll explain it to you.
Wally.
George will explain it to you. He's got the pamphlet.
Yes, I've got it. No, I ain't got the pamphlet. I thought you had it.
Oh, yeah.
Now then, what are you doing with it? I'm the chairman. Now, Mr. Douglas, do you have a past history in growing wheat?
No. All I've ever grown is corn, radishes, carrots, and squash. You see, I did all my farming on the terrace of my Park Avenue penthouse.
Oh.
Those crops don't come under this program. This just covers wheat. Now, we determine the amount of wheat you can grow by the amount of wheat that was grown on this farm in 1958. 58-59 season. Now, according to our records... you got the records, Wally?
Right, Jim.
What are you doing with them? I'm the committee chairman. Now, in 1958...
And nine.
Mr. Haney grew 8 acres of wheat. And therefore, that makes your allotment of wheat 8 acres.
Gentlemen, this is my farm. This is my land. And if I want to plant the whole 160 acres in wheat, nobody is going to tell me I can't.
Nobody's trying to tell you can't.
Then what's all the fuss about?
Oh, there won't be any fuss about planting it.
No, the fuss will start when you try to sell it.
Except the 8 acres. There won't be any fuss about selling that.
You mean to tell me I can't sell the other 152 acres of wheat?
Of course you can.
Well, then what are you talking about?
The penalties.
What penalties?
Read it to him.
I know when to read it to him. Now, here we are. Any operator, landlord, tenant, or sharecropper who exceeds his authorized use of allotted cropland acreage by more than 0.1% will be subject to a penalty of not less than 65% of parity price times the number of bushels of the excess wheat he produced.
A man's land is his own. He can do what he wants with it. And if I want to plant my whole 160 acres in wheat, nobody is going to stop me.
You haven't been listening to our chairman. He said...
I know what he said. He said if I plant more than 8 acres of wheat, I have got to pay a penalty.
Probably wouldn't cost you too much.
I don't care if it costs me a thin dime. It's the principle of the thing.
Why don't you think it over, Mr. Douglas? Here, we'll leave you this pamphlet.
We can't leave it. It's the only one we got.
Well, it's been nice talking to you.
We'll be seeing you.
And you'll be hearing from me. I'm not going to take this lying down. You've got a bull by the tail. I'm an attorney. I know the law. And I'm telling you that what you're trying to do to me is against every principle this country was founded on. Lisa!
Quiet. Quiet.
What did he say? He said quiet. Well, then what are you yelling for?
Now, before I introduce Mr. Douglas, who's starting all this trouble, I'd like to make an announcement. Mr. Douglas's opinions are his own and are not necessarily endorsed by Drucker's store. I'm just lending this place for the meeting. Mr. Douglas.
Thank you. Gentlemen, why are we gathered here tonight?
That's what I want to know. We're missing Gomer Pyle.
Well, We're gathered here tonight to protest a violation of one of America's...
What did he say?
I said we're here... Grandpappy, would you like to sit closer to me?
No, I don't want to sit on your knee.
Grandpappy, would you let Mr. Douglas talk? Go ahead, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, thank you. Where was I?
Explaining why we're missing Gomer Pyle.
Oh, yes. We're missing Gomer Pyle because we're here to right an injustice. Are we to be allowed to grow...
Excuse me, Mr. Douglas. Who'd you say we're going to write to?
We're going to write to an injustice because... We are going to write an injustice. Gentlemen, the question is this. Is our land ours to grow what we want to, or are we going to have to grow what we don't want to because they don't want us to? I say no. Gentlemen, we are farmers. I have prepared a petition of protest. If we all sign it, we can make our voice heard in Washington.
Well, they wouldn't listen to us.
Mr. Kiley, may I refer you to the words of Ralph Waldo Emerson? Mr. Emerson said, "By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled, here once the embattled farmer stood and fired the shot heard round the world." Gentlemen, we too can fire that shot.
Darling, it's a very good picture of you. But you forgot to say cheese.
Cheese?
You know, that makes you smile. Cheese.
I was in no mood to smile. I was mad.
Oh, I don't like you when you're mad. Cheese.
Oh, I don't want to.
Oh, come on.
Cheese.
That's the wrong kind of cheese. You're not smiling.
Lisa, I'm fighting for a principle. And the farmers are with me. Every one of them signed that petition last night. And do you know why?
They all wanted to go home to see Gomer Pyle.
If I'm going to win this fight, I'm going to need a certain amount of understanding and
Excuse me.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Good morning, Mr. Douglas. Mrs. Douglas. Well, it's not a good morning. It's a... Oh, boy.
Would you like to have a cup of coffee?
I'd love it.
Oh, fine. Sit over here. Oh, I'll join you. Have a cup myself.
Thank you. Mr. Douglas, do you know what you've started? Well, you must have known or you wouldn't have started it. Oh, boy.
Do you think I'm right?
Well, as a county agent, I'm not allowed to say. But as a private, Oh, boy.
You forgot to vacuum the cupboard.
Goose feathers.
Oh, yes, sir. Lots of them around this time of year. Well, not lots of them. Usually they don't come in until about...
I forgot to put in the water.
Oh, well,
Well, why don't you eat it? It's hot.
You started to say...
I did? Oh, yes, I did. Mr. Douglas, you've got the whole county in an uproar. Well, not the county, the state. Some of it has even leaked across a border into the next... Well, not leaked, it was more like a flood.
Because I stood up for my rights.
Mr. Douglas, I can save you. It's all in this pamphlet.
What pamphlet?
This one I got from the Conservation and the Stabilization Committee. Now... Instead of growing wheat.
Mr. Kimball, I am going to grow wheat.
You mind if I read this? If the farmer wants to substitute feed grains for wheat, he can do so and increase his farm's acreage of cropland devoted to conservation use above the conservation base by not less than the sum of the acreage devoted to conserving uses under this program, including the 0.11% of the wheat allotment. Now, you couldn't ask for a simpler way out, could you?
I don't understand what that means.
You don't? Well, you don't have to understand what it... It was printed in... Washington. Well, when they print something in Washington, they know what it means. Well, they usually... I got a bullet.
Mr. Kimball, if you're trying to talk me out of raising wheat, you're wasting your time.
Mr. Douglas, I'm your friend. Well, not your friend. I haven't known you that long. How long have I known you? Doesn't matter. I'd just like to have you take this piece of advice. Think a while before you send in that petition.
It's too late already. I mailed it last night. Air mail, special delivery, Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Where did this petition come from?
Hooterville.
You're making that up.
No, sir, I'm not.
Surely they can't be serious about this.
Well, they must be. I've received two phone calls and a telegram from a Mr. Newt Kiley.
Newt Kiley? Sounds like a character on Gomer Pyle. Doesn't make any more sense than this petition to abolish wheat penalties.
Want me to take care of it?
No, I'll handle it. You find out where Hooterville is and who's chairman of their conservation and stabilization program and get them on the phone.
Okay.
Mr. Douglas, I sneaked your wheat seed in the back way. They haven't come yet.
Who hasn't?
The National Guard.
What are you...
Shh! Do you hear something rumbling? Oh, it's just my stomach. I've been eating my own cooking. I thought it might be the tanks.
Tanks? What tanks? What the National... What are you dressed like this for?
The siege. Mr. Douglas, when you stand up to the Department of Agriculture, you stand up to the federal government of the United States. And when you do that, you better be ready to fight.
I am not fighting. I'm simply protesting the wheat penalties.
Shh. No. Now, after you pay me for delivering your wheat seed...
I didn't ask you to deliver it.
Are you gonna quibble over a paltry $14 with a fellow who's willing to risk his life to defend your farm?
$14?
Well, now that that's settled, we'll unload the seed, then we'll roll the truck across the road, then you and me will take up our positions in the barn, and this entire maneuver is only gonna cost you $8.
What?
Well, I had to get my uniform pressed.
Mr. Haney, let's just unload.
Here come the tanks.
Oh, that's a car.
They got it camouflaged. Friend or foe?
Hiya, Haney.
Don't try nothing. I got you covered.
Mr. Douglas?
Before you say one word, take a look at that truck. I've got 3 tons of wheat seed on it, and I intend to plant my whole 160 acres with it.
Well, good.
And nobody better try and... What do you mean, good?
Well, we hope you have a bumper crop.
So you can stick me with the penalties.
No, there ain't gonna be no penalties.
Well, I thought that you...
Darling, was Mr. Haney drafted?
No, ma'am. I'm just fighting the seed of green acres.
Lisa... The committee just told me I can plant all the wheat I want and no penalties.
Oh, that's good.
That's right. We heard from Washington.
Aha! My petition did the trick.
No, it was that balling out we got that did it.
Yeah, the wheat penalties were abolished in 1963.
You didn't know about it?
Well, we haven't opened our mail lately.
Lately?
That's what the balling out was for.
You mean to tell me I went through all that because you didn't open your mail? I could have gotten it.
You want me to shoot him?
No.
Only cost you $2 apiece.
Please, will you unload the truck?
Well, we'll be running along.
Wally, do you mind? I'll say when we'll be running along. I'm the chairman. We'll be running along.
Everything all right with the wheat?
It certainly is.
Well, then come into the house and look at the washing machine.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. It makes funny noises.
What'd you put in it?
Just a tablecloth.
Shouldn't make a funny noise with just a tablecloth, then.
Well, it does if you forget to take the dishes off it.
Lisa!
Hey, cheese!
Cheese!
Cheese.
Conway's presentation, darling.
Thank you.